Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about something incredibly inspiring. And I thought this was a phenomenal and really an amazing story that Rabbi David Chazdan, he's a rabbi at Great Park Synagogue. He's dean at Torah Academy School, and he is on a mission to climb Kilimanjaro. Rabbi David Chazdan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Top of the morning to you. I don't know if it's incredible, but it's exciting.
Well, it is incredible. For most of us outside looking in, we think, wow, it's certainly a lofty goal, But no, it's just an incredible, it really is. And what I love about it, and I find so interesting, is from what I've understood, is you've always wanted to do it, but now that you're doing it for a cause, you've actually been mobilized to do so.
Absolutely. So things just came together. A brother-in-law in Montreal, who's a major sponsor of Friendship Circle that deals with kids with special needs, with whom I've hiked most of the national parks of America, including a year ago, Utah, Zion, Bryce, and Arches National Park. The world out there and in the world of nature, one is able to sense Hashem's presence in such a beautiful way. And suddenly they called and said, you want to come to Kilimanjaro? It wasn't even a question. I'm there, even though we were about 4 weeks late in training, but I'm in it.
So,
and once it was for a cause.
Well, then exactly. Well, that's what I found so interesting about it. We'll come back to the cause in a minute. Just tell me what it means to train for Kilimanjaro, for this quest.
Well, I've learned a lot. I thought it was cardio, and I do half an hour of 80% heartbeat cardio every morning. I've been doing cardio for quite a while, but here it seems like energy and legs, knees, climbing. So not running so much, because they say pull up, probably got to do it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using Monroe Drive and Sunrise. It's great to see Johannesburg.
Gorgeous.
While it's full speed. And then getting there, walking to Monroe Drive, and then up, down a couple of times with a full backpack, it certainly strengthens the knees. I've learned about the stairs in West Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole culture. You think you're going to be alone. It's busy. There's dogs. There's kids. There's people walking up and down these stairs. It's just a challenge. That's what I think it takes to get your knees, your back, use the boots that you're going to use, but you're not going to have blisters on the day. And there's also a humbling element, and that is one doesn't know what altitude is going to do to
one. Well, I was going to ask the question, is there a way to determine in advance how you will react, how your body will react to the altitude?
The short answer from a newly appointed biokineticist and all my advisors, you should know how you come to shul, there are thousands of advisors. If you follow everyone's advice, you stand no chance. So everyone's got advice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Altitude, you cannot prepare for. It has not a gender preference or age preference, or, you know, it's not specifically for rabbis or anything like that. It's something that affects or doesn't. We are doing is that we're spending Shabbat on the mountain the day before we summit. So we go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days up, and then we stop and we spend Shabbat, the day of rest, and then we summit Saturday night, Motzei Shabbat.
So does it make it complicated, Shabbos? Because how would people ordinarily progress?
So there is normally some route. This is the Rangai route, and some routes do have a day of rest. It's just a preferred way of getting used to the altitude, so you're actually acclimatizing more by just being on the mountain. But Shabbos is a complicated. Judaism can either be complicated and a burden, or it can be a challenge to find the ways that make it happen. So we are going to have an Eruv on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be stretching up the sticks and the wires that make that happen. And because I have Yahrzeit on that Shabbat for my beloved father, we're taking up a Torah. So we'll be reading the Torah. We'll be doing a Siyum on a tractate of Talmud. So the mountain is going to be a mountain of various different metaphors.
That's incredible. I wonder if there's ever been a minyan, a Shabbos minyan. Do you know of a Torah that's been taken up to that level of Kilimanjaro?
I think I've found out that there has. There's actually been a group from South Africa many years ago that also took a Torah.
Absolutely incredible. So when is this all happening?
It's happening on the 22nd of February. So I leave here on the 20th, drive through Kenya into Tanzania, and I meet up with the other 13 guys, all from America, not from here.
Right.
And then we group and we put all our gear together.
Right. So you represent Team South Africa, is that what you're telling us?
Yes, Team Friendship Circle of South Africa.
Right.
I just want to say a few words about Friendship Circle.
Yes, I was going to get to that. We don't have a lot of time, but I would love to hear about the Friendship Circle.
So we all have mountains to climb, and it really is a metaphor because it doesn't have to be specifically Kilimanjaro. It's a person wanting to learn Hebrew or wanting to learn how to daven or whatever it is. We have a mountain. And if we pace ourselves and we put ourselves in the right frame of mind, we can all get up that mountain. Now, these kids who have special needs have a mountain of a much greater proportion, not only them, their families who have to help them 24/7. It's something very close to my heart. And Team Friendship Circle exists in America and also in South Africa. It is a local chapter. And what I have been getting in sponsorship is going to be invested in Friendship Circle, special kids with special needs here in South Africa. And I didn't dream it, but there's well over $5,000, close to $6,000 that has already been put in. And there's lots of little bits, no big amounts, but just little bits. So if anyone would like to participate, we're going up a mountain to reach the summit.
How do they do that? How do they find out? Is there a website? Is there a way that they can contact
There is
you?
A link, which maybe I can post on Chai FM. But
basically,
team Friendship.
Right.
That's Friendship Circle. teamfriendship.org/Kilimanjaro. And there you'll find one of the hikers is Hazan.
Okay, that is absolutely brilliant. But if you could send that to us, then we can certainly share it. Karen says Shabbat sounds incredible there, soul-searching, and that is awesome. Linda W. says, listening to your guest, wow, it sounds amazing. Let's join him on Munro Drive early one morning. And Marion says, my husband climbed Kilimanjaro for his 50th birthday. So there we go. You can get some advice from him as well if you are a little bit short. It is 7:31. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Rabbi David Hazan done talking to us about his quest to climb Kilimanjaro for the Friendship Circle.